Chapter 4. Bill Sykes wasn't a nice man. He wasn't nice to anyone. He wasn't even nice to his dog, Bullseye.
"Well, what have you got to say to me?" asked Bill Sykes. He was with Fagin. Fagin was bringing Bill his money.
"We sold all of it," replied Fagin. "Here's your share, my dear."
"Where is it? Hand over," Sykes shouted.
"Yes, yes, Bill. Give me time," replied Fagin.
"That's all, is it?" asked Sykes.
"All," said Fagin.
"Have you found the boy?"
"Not yet," Fagin said.
Oliver was walking to the bookshop.
He was happy.
He walked down the wrong street. Nancy was there. She grabbed hold of Oliver.
"Don't," cried Oliver, struggling. "Let go of me."
Bill Sykes stepped out onto the street and said, "What the devil's this?
Young Oliver, come home to your poor mother.
You young dog, come home directly."
"I don't belong to them. I don't know them. Help, help," cried Oliver.
Nobody helped. Bill Sykes hit Oliver and Nancy dragged him away.
Mrs. Bedwin was upset because Oliver didn't come home. She sent out people to look for him.
They dragged Oliver through London. They took him to a house.
"Anybody here?" inquired Sykes.
"No," said Dodger.
"Is the old man here?" asked Sykes.
"Yes," replied Dodger.
They led Oliver upstairs. The boys stared at Oliver. He was dressed in new clothes. He looked different.
Sykes and Fagin argued over the books and the £5 in Oliver's pocket.
Sykes took the note and gave Fagin the books.
"They belong to the old gentleman who is good and kind to me. Send the books back.
Keep me, but send them back," said Oliver.
Sykes and Fagin laughed.
Oliver tried to run.
"Keep back the dog. He'll tear the boy to pieces," Nancy said.
"So you want to get away, my dear, do you?" said Fagin.
Fagin picked up a club.
"Going to get the police," Fagin said, and hit Oliver with the club.
Nancy grabbed Fagin's arm. She took the club and threw it on the fire.
"I won't let you do it, Fagin," cried Nancy.
They gave Oliver rags. They took his nice clothes. He was unhappy. He felt sick and tired. Then he fell asleep.
Mr. Brownlow missed Oliver. He offered a reward for him. He put an advert in the paper. 5 guineas to the man who brings him home. 5 guineas for information about his past.
Mr. Bumble went to see Mr. Brownlow. He told him that Oliver was a bad boy and that his parents were low and nasty. It made Mr. Brownlow sad. Mrs. Bedwin didn't believe Mr. Bumble.
They locked Oliver in a room for a week. He was scared. Fagin unlocked the door after a week. They told Oliver,
"You aren't allowed to leave the house."
Fagin left the house to go and see Bill Sykes.